Welcome to today's Brennschat Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella High School students Kaylin Voss and Jack Sitzman join us on today's program to talk about their Monarch Butterfly Way Station at Pella High School. I'll have you guys describe this project that has to do with monarch butterflies and keeping them preserved.
This year we started working on a project which researches monarch butterflies. And we have different plots out there by the gardenels, you'll see, that have 9 different species of milkweed. And so our mission kind of is to research which species the monarchs like best. And so to attract them and to sustain them while they are here and we complete our research, we planted a garden which will provide food and like shelter or stuff like that.
And to carry off on that, what is the importance of monarch butterflies to our ecosystem?
Well, we kind of need monarch butterflies, and because of the farming, they've eliminated parts of the milkweed because of farm plots. So they've just lost a lot of milkweed, and we've been planting the milkweed to bring back the butterflies, which are kind of necessary for us to keep the system in balance.
What have you learned about milkweed, and why is that attractive to monarch butterflies?
It has the nutrients that monarch butterfly needs, and the caterpillars feed off of the milkweed itself, actually. And then they're able to grow into a butterfly themselves.
And this project had more than just students here at Pella High School. This was kind of a collaboration. Who are some of the people that you worked with to get this up and running?
First and foremost, Mr. Seward. He's our gifted and talented director here. And we're also working in collaboration with Central College and Iowa State University.
Have you worked with them, and what are the kind of advice and things that they're giving you, and what is their contribution to this?
Professor Seward over at Central helped us not only like plant the flowers and helped us like lay out the design, but she's also going to help us during the summer along with Mr. Seward in the research gathering and collecting like data from our actual test.
And what data are you collecting? You kind of alluded to it already, but what is important about monarch butterfly patterns, and why is that so important to you guys in your education?
This is really a great research opportunity for us. Not only is Jack getting credit for it at Central, but it's just a great experience. The project is based off the declining number of monarchs in our ecosystem, and to keep them from going extinct, projects like this have sprung up over the nation trying to research what can we do to best prevent this extinction.
What went behind the design, and what makes this look so good? Because I saw some photos. What makes it look so good, and it's attractive to monarch butterflies? It almost, in a way, brightens a little bit here at Pella High School.
Actually, we went through, I think, 3 different layouts for our design, and we ended on the one that we have now, and we think it turned out pretty well. We used, I think, 18 different species of nectar plants and 9 species of milkweed also, and it's just a bunch of different colors, and the butterflies like varying colors and varying plants for them to get their nectar from.
Now, are the butterflies being attracted year-round, or is it during their main migration period? What's kind of the time frame for the butterflies?
We planted some that will come up when they first cross going north, and that will bloom at that point, so they'll have the nutrients they need to get up north. But also we planted some that will bloom later in the summer and beginning of the fall that will help them on their way back down as they lay their eggs for the caterpillars.
How do you kind of keep this going, and how do you check in on this? And what's the amount of work you're going to be doing now that you kind of have the legwork and the planting done?
We're trying to keep up the maintenance of the garden as much as possible now, so we have less work to do in the summer. And our summer schedule is going to look like about once a week going in to check on it. We're scanning the milkweed, kind of looking for any signs of butterflies, keeping track of numbers, things like that.
Have any of your fellow students seen it yet? I mean, what's the reaction been from the school community that you know that maybe some butterflies will be coming through if they're passing through during the summer and when classes start in the fall?
Actually, teachers have been coming up to me and telling me how much they like how our garden looks, and students as well also. When we've been working out there, they've been asking what it's going to be like. And when we tell them it's a butterfly garden, they just get really excited because they just don't know of a lot of things that do that. And it's just kind of exciting for them, I think.
Well, this gifted and talented program is something relatively new here at the school, is that right? What has that meant to you to have kind of this outlet that maybe, you know, not to say that the classes are easy, but to have something that's a little more challenging for you while you're still in high school?
Well, last year I took biology and I found that I had a really big interest in that, and which is what I'll be studying next year. But because of this project, I've been able to like further my knowledge of biology. And I guess gift and talented just gave me the outlet to do so. And now I know more of what I want to do with a biology degree, I guess.
I am much more interested in biology courses now, and so this will probably shape the kind of courses I'll take, and it's also taught me lots of things about research projects and how to collaborate with other people.
That concludes today's Brennschat Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.